Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. With me, Shay Dixon, to recap a slew of commitments for LSU from the weekend. We're going to work really kind of in a weird order here with Chris Hilton, the four-star wide receiver in Louisiana, as the first one we worked through. He committed on the 4th of July in a big commitment video, and that was really well done, by the way. And the 4th of July brought Keanu Coate, one of the best pass rushers in the country, and Naquan Brown kicked off the run on July 1st with his commitment. But Shay, first of all, hope you had a great 4th of July. Let's start with Chris Hilton, the Zachary wide receiver who's really been considered a longtime LSU lean, but somebody who is one of the best wide receivers in the country and continues LSU's impressive run at the position.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this was one that we thought for a long time that, and everyone did, that Chris Hilton going to Zachary, he lives right outside of Baton Rouge. Parents went to Southern, ran track for the Jaguars. So a lot of people thought, hey, he's going to stay home, but he had options. I mean, Bama, Georgia, A&M, more than 20 college offers, but that group was sort of in his final schools. And it became evident he was looking at Georgia and A&M and LSU because both of them have pretty elite track programs to go along with football. And Chris Hilton, his freshman year at Zachary, was a state champion in Louisiana in the high jump. And he'll probably be jumping at LSU while playing football in the fall. And that's his plan, at least. And to see them get him on board is right on with what you said, Billy. Is you look at around the country right now, two teams have commitments from three wide receivers who are all ranked in the top 150. It's LSU and Alabama. And those schools have recruited receivers well in recent years. Charles Power, one of our national guys, did a good Q&A with us that ran this week on the site where he talked about LSU moving the offense into this new direction while Bama had done it in recent years, has now really put those two schools in Ohio State right there as well, out in front of everybody else. I love JoJo Earl. He's so dynamic in the slot. Deion Smith is another top 100 prospect who can get up and down the field. He can be a vertical threat for you. And then you add Hilton, who does a little bit of everything right at about 6 feet. He'll probably play in college a little over 200 pounds and just super athletic. I love the addition. And Billy, to get him popped during the summer, that's exactly what LSU wanted. It meant no more waiting it out and that their receiver class is really taking shape.
And the one prospect now that it seems like they're going to wait on is Brian Thomas Jr., the number two wide receiver in the country on 24/7 Sports. You had a great Q&A with Charles Power on Go 24/7 about LSU's elite wide receiver class. Brian Thomas, he's somebody that we've heard all over the place. Could wait to take visits, could decide before end of summer. He's somebody that could kind of do it at any time. And he told me that when I was out there at Walker watching him work out. But LSU has some other options out there at the receiver that they're kind of keeping cool. But it's very apparent that LSU has its eyes all on Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the big question will be who becomes that other guy if they don't get Brian Thomas. And we'll talk more about that on the site and future podcasts. But for the point of this discussion, yes. I mean, the number two receiver in the country in Brian Thomas would give them a major domino, a Louisiana domino, a top 10, obviously, wide receiver, but give them four total guys who are currently ranked in 247's top 10. We'll see how the dust settles at the end. But all three of them are extremely talented that they've got committed. Landing Thomas would make it a historic class. We not even in the Landry and Odell Beckham years did we see him sign this sort of top-end talent at receiver. And I'll say with Thomas, right now it's like we're all over the place because Brian Thomas keeps it about as low-key as possible. He doesn't play any recruiting games, doesn't do many interviews. And because of that, you know, we hear some good stuff about Alabama, and then we hear good stuff about LSU, and then Alabama, and then LSU. And I think that's kind of the battle we're seeing right now. And I'm with you. He could do it tomorrow, as it is when he feels good about it, really not on anyone else's timeline. And because of that, it makes it kind of tough to predict exactly how and when it might play out. But LSU's certainly right there in the mix and in a better spot than they were 6 months ago, which for LSU fans is all you can ask for.
Yeah, I'm with you. Much better spot for Brian Thomas. And quickly, before we move on to the next commitments, a quick reminder to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the Go 24/7 podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We've been having a ton of ratings and feedback, so we appreciate you guys chiming in with that. Again, wherever you review and rate your podcast. Shea, somebody that they've felt really good about for a long time now, and we kind of went back through our text messages to find out when this day was, but early May, Vero Beach, four-star defensive end, Keanu Coate. We had gotten word, all right, something might be going down with Keanu, might be making his commitment. He opts to go ahead and wait. And he even tweeted it out, said, I'm going to wait and push back my decision, and without even having a commitment date set at the time. So he kind of came out of nowhere with his announcement, but we had been hearing plenty of buzz that LSU had taken command in his recruitment. And on the 4th of July, they get some fireworks with his addition.
Yeah, I think the next two guys, Keanu Coate and Naquan Brown, that we talk about are similar in terms of their style of play and what they kind of, you would circle as a few of their better attributes as kind of, you know, edge rushers, weak side DNs, guys that are in that 6'3", 200 to 20, 25-pound range by the time they get done with their senior year. In fact, Coate, I think, is a legit 6'4". Naquan Brown might not be far from being there, but on Coate, he was the one that everybody wanted, right? I mean, he had 40-plus offers, Bama, Auburn, Clemson, Georgia, LSU, the in-state schools. Florida was considered a big school to be potentially landing Keanu Coate, and certainly they wanted to be in the mix. And I'll touch on that quickly, but twofold. One, LSU is getting a dynamic edge rusher. I mean, this is a guy who he's long, clearly very has got good range, really quick off the ball and off the snap. And I think he's someone who, as an edge rusher, reminds Charles Power talked about Chris Bogle at Florida. We've seen guys come through like Chase on and then that played in that 6'4", 215 range coming out of high school. So I really like this addition. And then twofold, we always talk about, and I know, look, Florida's a big state. They've got other big schools in the state, but FSU and Miami have been down, Billy, and everyone is saying, look, Dan Mullen, you haven't beaten Kirby Smart yet. You've had a couple opportunities. We're losing on the recruiting trail when the other two schools in the Big Three are down. And this was one that I was kind of paying a little attention over the weekend to what the Florida side was saying about Coate going to LSU. And boy, they are not too happy with Dan Mullen. And I think Coate is one of a handful of guys who have gone out of state on the Gators. And we often hear about when Edo misses on an in-state guy and how big of a deal it is. And then we don't often hear about when they go taking guys, how much that fan base becomes upset. But the Gators wanted this one badly.
Yeah, this was a big – this might be one of the biggest lands in this class. Just
I agree. It reminds me of Ojulari.
Yes, in terms of who they
beat. But maybe he's not as good as Ojulari, but
– yeah, well, we'll see. He's got the tools, man, to be – I mean, I think Ojulari's got that size, that physically ready-to-play body. But, man, yeah. Keanu and what he's done, you know, being a big riser on 24/7, everyone wanted him. You're right. It's just as big as BJ. And you know, they had the momentum for a long time and closed it out. One prospect that they kind of, you know, built that momentum for over the last few weeks is Naquan Brown, the four-star defensive end, outside linebacker from the Virginia Beach area, who went ahead and committed to LSU over on July 1st to kick off the month. He's somebody that could probably play all over a little bit for LSU, depending on how his body develops. You mentioned it in your tidbits that once he gets into kind of a big strength and conditioning program with the nutrition, he could bulk up, he could play defensive end, he could play some outside linebacker. It seems like they're stacking up a lot of versatility on defense so far in this class.
Yeah, you know, and he reminds me of someone, or I think an example, at least in my opinion, of someone that normally you would have had into camp or you would have gotten on campus. And a lot of people said, look, well, his testing times from a year ago and when he was at the Army Combine are not what LSU would typically recruit. And well, his high school coach says, look, he's a lot faster than that. He actually just went out there that day. He had never really done any combine type work before. Had never trained for it. So you get down and run a 40 and do a vertical, and it's not going to look as good as it would as had you put in the work for it. He said he's done that. It would look much different. And people say, well, he's 6'3", 205. Does he have the frame to fill out? Is he what you would normally want? And typically they would have had him on campus right now and been able to look at him and get a good feel for him. And we've seen them with guys they've offered in the past, Billy, move on, or at least, you know, focus their efforts elsewhere on guys that that maybe fit the mold of what they were looking like, or they ran him through testing and said, hey, look, you might be a step slow on the watch for what we're used to. But college teams can't have that this offseason, and I think that means trusting the film more than ever. And you put on the film of Naquan Brown, and it doesn't match those other things that you know, you see when you Google what are his most recent testing numbers or what is his current height and weight from where he played as a junior. And I think that'll be interesting to see is how a guy like that pans out, because Orgeron and them are big on camp. They like putting guys hands on. They're big on visits because they like to see a guy and just even getting an eye on him, not on film. Not having that advantage this offseason means trusting the film. And I think that's what they did here, because for all the knocks that people are making on him, his film is pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the film, and I like the thought that, okay, he hasn't had maybe everything he needs to be the prospect that he can be. And sometimes that's exactly what these guys need, is a weight room and a nutrition program and the coaching and everything like that. So, you know, an upside take in Naquan Brown. They'll continue to evaluate him, as a lot of colleges will, on all of their commits in this class. I mean, with just how everything is. So we're going to continue to monitor LSU's recruiting efforts on Go 24/7. You can subscribe for just a buck. And also, we're going to be back later in the week with another pod, kind of breaking down where the class stands as we really get into the dog days of the latter half of the summer, and what could be next for LSU. We'll take a look at two of the elite prospects that LSU is still targeting as well. So you can catch that pod later in the week. But Shady, I think it's time to wrap this one up. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.